Security was tight as thousands of Christian pilgrims marched through the old city of Jerusalem today to commemorate Good Friday. Crowds thronged the Via Dolorosa, the Way of the Cross, retracing the route that Christians believe Christ followed to his crucifixion. The day's events went off without incident, but not without controversy. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem.
Three faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, converge in Jerusalem, but it was the Muslims and Christians who most closely shared the space today. The muezzin's call to Friday prayer mixed with the adorations of friars at the third station of the cross, where religious teachings say Christ fell for the first time.
Lead your church in the way of your commandments, O Jesus, and may your Holy Spirit be mindful of her help. Amen.
A heavy Israeli police presence moved in the crowd that included the Greek Orthodox Archbishop carrying a wooden cross and an American ministry from Orange County, California, reenacting the crucifixion.
Come on, Jesus, get up!
Father Tom Rickstatter, a professor of liturgy, came from Indiana to mark Holy Week and says he left his anxieties about security back in the United States.
A lot of my friends called to say goodbye, like as if I would never come back. But I feel perfectly safe here, particularly in the old city, and to harm a lot of Christian pilgrims wouldn't serve either side, I don't think.
The clash between Israeli police and Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the old city last Friday heightened tensions. Israel banned any male under the age of 45 from attending prayers at Al-Aqsa today. As they tried to squeeze past police and Christian pilgrims, Muslim worshippers, such as M. Hassan, complained that the restrictions placed on them were unfair.
Every Friday we have great difficulty to reach the mosque. Look, all our young men are trapped there, trying to get in. They're not allowing them to come in.
The Via Dolorosa wends past the souks of the Christian quarter, with its shops and souvenir stalls, before reaching the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built on what is believed to be the site of Christ's crucifixion. Elias Kao drew a parallel, heard throughout the day, between the suffering Christ experienced and what the Palestinians face.
We are celebrating Good Friday, and we, the Palestinians, are taking up our crosses every day and walking in the Via Dolorosa. So still it is the same. We are every day walking this way to the Calvary.
Both the Orthodox and Western Christian churches mark Easter on the same day this year, an unusual occurrence due to their different calendars. The day drew the devout, from cell phone chatting nuns to pilgrims moved to tears. Their numbers were smaller than expected, owing to fears related to the flaring Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But the day passed quietly. By evening, Palestinian parishioners at the old city's Jerusalem Alliance Church were gathering for a viewing of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. The film, which has been criticized as anti-Semitic, has no Israeli distributor, and some Knesset members want it banned. Vendors in the old city say sales of bootlegged copies among Palestinian customers are picking up. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.